2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. If you just follow along as I read. It says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Our text verse is that first verse, and that, the phrase there, "But watch thou in all things." And let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, please be with us the sermon this morning. Please help me as I preach. Lord, please take what is said and use it, dear Lord, to challenge us to keep watch. Lord, we ask that you'd bless this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As far as the idea of keep watch, you know, in our Christian life, it takes effort. It takes some effort. We need to, we need to keep watch. We need to be on guard. There's different, I think it was Samuel mentioned last week or so, as far as the parallels between the Christian life and being a soldier. And part of that would be keeping watch, keeping guard. You know, in nowadays in our country, people walk around oblivious to what's going on around them. And I say that quite a bit. And if you think I say it a lot here, I say it quite a bit at home too. Like, watch, you know. Thankfully, my daughter, she's pretty good at it, but other people are not. As far as paying attention, what's going on? I mean, when it comes to, she's not in here. Okay, my wife, throughout the week, I'll pass her sometimes. You know, Sam and I'll drive by and say, "Oh, look, there's Mom." You know, at least her car doesn't have any dings on it. So apparently she's paying attention to the road, and I guess that is a good thing. But it's like I'm just a big white truck going by you, and you didn't recognize that it was me. But a lot of times with the cell phones, everyone's looking on their phone, playing with their phone. I mentioned a while ago, I forget what country they were talking about, in the sidewalks, putting the walk and don't walk signs in the like embedding it in the sidewalk. And the reason was because people walk around with their heads down all the time. And it's like, I mean, it's like, man, it's pretty extreme. I couldn't help but think, well, hopefully it doesn't snow. You know, he's like, you know, you're counting on that sign in the sidewalk. But, and even Indiana, you know, I guess a year ago, they made it where you could get a fine for being on your phone in your car. You know, they want you to go hands-free. And now you could get up to a $500 fine. And now they added to it, you can get 4 points on your license too. And it's like, man, that's pretty steep. But I guess we're all guilty of it now and then. Now and again, it's like, you hear the link, you got a text, you got something, and it's like, you have to check it. You know, I'm not reading it, I'm just seeing who it's from. You know, and the idea that whether we think, I can do it, it's no big deal. You know, we're not really paying attention like we should. But, you know, however silly, how detrimental it can be to your, driving down the road and not paying attention, or walking and crossing the street and not paying attention, which all can have some serious consequences. In our Christian life, if we're going through life and we're not keeping watch, that'll have consequences on our Christian life if we're not careful. We're going to look at a few things as far as keep watch. Some things we need to watch in our Christian life. Like I said, if you don't have to live the Christian life too long at all before you realize, it takes some effort on our part. We have to put some effort. It doesn't just come, just naturally. We have to work at it. And as far as keeping watch, we have to be diligent. As we were talking about in Sunday school, Satan, he wants to destroy us. And we need to see first, Hebrews 10:7 said, then said I, lo, I come. And it goes on to say, to do thy will, O God. We need to watch your will. Watch your will. We talk about this quite a bit here. But the importance of following God's will. We see the Christians, they see the need for salvation and the fact that they're on their way to hell and they need to be saved. And they'll trust Christ. And they'll trust Him for their eternity, but yet they don't want to trust Him for day to day. They don't want to trust Him for their life down as they live it on earth. They want to live it their way. They want to do what they want to do. They want to follow their will, not God's will. But we need, as Christians, we need to follow God's will. We need to find what God has for us to do and do it and pursue that. We're to be Christ-like. We see that we're to be Christ-like, and He's our example. We see that in Luke chapter 22. Remember in verse 42, it says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. When Jesus was in the garden, He prayed that. He asked God to take that away from Him. But what did He say? Not my will, but thine be done. We need to follow God's will. There are times when it's not easy. There's times when it's not convenient. There's times when it's not comfortable. But we need to follow God's will. And it's it's not like, I'm going to follow His will it needs to be watched. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Once you decide to follow His will, you need to keep watch on that. Satan won't pull you away from His will, like a 90-degree turn, some afternoon. It'll be gradual. He'll pull you away if you're not careful. So you need to watch your will. Make sure you're following God's will for your life. But not only that, you need to watch your ways. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. We need to watch your ways. So many times Christians want to just follow self, do what they want to do. We need to follow God's will, and we need to follow God's ways. When we follow God's word and how it tells us that we're supposed to live, it'll produce that love, joy, that peace. The kids, they sing a song, I've Missed Out. I think you guys sang that song too. Yeah. And what's the song talked about? It's been a while. But it's singing a song about how that people say that they missed out on this, that, and the other, when the fact is they missed out on all the heartache and by living for God, missing out on the heartache and all that goes with that, all that sin brings. And not only that, when we follow His way, it makes our testimony much more effective. The illustration, your walk talks and your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. Whew, man, that's a lot of thinking. I just put the first part of it down there and I left it up to my mind to remember the rest of it. And I can remember it. I just have to focus on it quite a bit. But the idea that what you say and what you do. But we know that it's best when what we say and what we do line up together. You know, it's hard to be effective, have an effective testimony when what we say is one thing. We say how much we love the Lord, and we say how much the things of God are important, but then with our life we don't show it. And we need to realize that people see that. You start witnessing to a coworker. You know what? They see that contradiction there. We need to watch our ways. Not only that, you need to watch your words. You need to watch your words. So many times, we'll say something, and it'll be hurtful, and we don't even think a thing of it. In James chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of bird and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. See, we see the different things here about our tongue. We see in verse 5 and 6 is about the fire, the torch tongue. You know, you see, the idea, they come in and they just you get so mad. And now that you see in verse 7, every kind of beast, the tiger tongue, you know, just tear you apart with their words. In verse 8, it says, but the tongue can no man tame, is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. I was looking down at the bottom of verse 9, like, that's not what I'm looking for. And there it is, that deadly poison, toxic tongue. You know, had where somebody like just say something, and it just permeates. You know, it affects everyone. You need to be careful what we say. You know, how many times did you hear something as a child, you know, and maybe and that forms what you think. It forms opinions. You know, maybe down the road your kids say, well, they'll say something. Where'd you get that idea? Well, you told me that you told me that back when I was, way back when. And maybe it was good. Maybe it wasn't so good. We need to watch our words. You know, so many can be careless with their words. It can be discouraged and depressed and destroyed with nothing more than a few words. And we all can probably put a name to that. You know, we're thinking of a person. That maybe with their they were so quick and mean and hateful with their mouth. You know what? You remember that. But you know what? When you watch your words and you use them to uplift and edify folks, you know what? People remember that too. You probably, just as quick as you thought of someone that was destructive with their tongue, you thought of somebody that was encouraging with it too. And the idea that we need to watch our words is so important. It's so easy to just lash out and attack someone or put them down or be snarky, just to family members. Seems like the closer you are, the more freedom you feel like you have to do that. But we need to guard our words, watch our words, and guard them. And not only that, do we need to watch our words, but you need to watch your works. Watch your work. the first part of 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, "For we are laborers together with God." We need to watch our work. He's given us a job to do, and we need to be busy doing it. We need to, so many Christians, they got saved. They know they're on their way to heaven, and they just sit around. They want to soak up blessings. What does God have for me? Why doesn't God have more for me? You know, why would God do that to me? It's all about, they sit there, and it's all about them. You know, they're sitting there on spiritual welfare when they should be dealing with spiritual warfare. And they should be serving God. And they should be, instead of sitting around, they should be busy carrying out the Great Commission, serving Him. You know, we all say, well, you know, He's coming back soon. Look around. He's coming back soon. Well, you know what? If you really believe that, why aren't you busy doing something for Him? Why aren't you busy telling folks about Him? You know, we need to get busy working for something that makes an eternal change. Something eternal. You know, there are a lot of things that are good causes. You know, and they're noble. But the thing, none of it is important, is telling folks about Him. Keeping them out of hell for the rest of their lives. And once He comes back for us, you know, and we're spending eternity with Him, you know, whatever else it was done, you know, that might be good and noble, but it won't matter a lick. And we'll wish we have told them. We'll wish we would have told that loved one or that coworker or that or your neighbor. We need to watch our work. We need to not let Satan sidetrack us from the work. Don't get sidetracked. You get sidetracked by self. You know, it's like, drawn away by anything, any little thing. And Satan surely wants to get us sidetracked. And then just different things in society, you know, different interests that, like I said, won't matter at all one of these days. You need to watch your work. And stay busy and stay focused on what He has for us to do. And not only that, we need to watch your walk. You need to watch your walk. Colossians 2:6, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." Watch your walk. I said it so many times. There is someone watching you. There are people that are watching you to see how you react to different things. There's too many times you'll see, Christians will be like, well, you know, when those heartaches and heartbreaks come to someone else, they're quick to say, oh, you know what? You need to trust God. Just lean on Him. And that's true. And you know what? God will see you through, and He surely will. And all those things that are Bible, they're truth, and they're good. They just throw them out. But when it comes to them, it seems like that doesn't matter. You know, it's like, well, that was them, but this is me. You know, and they don't seem interested. They don't want to hear all the cliches then. And when you're dealing with a heartache and you're dealing with the problems and you just fall apart and don't trust Him and don't lean on Him and don't turn to Him, you know what? People are watching you. And I'm not saying you're not hurting. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying that it's easy to do, because it surely is not. But there are people that are watching you. We need to watch our walk. To have that good influence, that good testimony. And when people look at you and after you've gone through it, they say, you know what? They always said in those times of trials, in those times of heartache, just you know what? Jesus is there for you and he has what you need. And you know what? Then they went through it and they practiced what they preached. And what an influence that'll be on them. What an encouragement it is for those around you, brothers and sisters in Christ. But we need to keep watch. We watch our will, our ways, our words, our work, and our walk. It's not easy. It takes work. It surely does. It takes effort. But it is something that's very important. Far too many of God's children have fallen by the wayside. And you know what? You say, well, how could that be? He was a preacher. He was a youth director. He was always in church. You know, but unfortunately, somewhere along the line, they stopped keeping watch in one area or another. And not point fingers to them, but we need to take it as a warning that we need to keep watch on our own lives, because we surely need to make sure we're not think so smug to think that it couldn't happen to us, because it surely could. We need to keep watch.